This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Good news, the AHARS website is now working. Paul, VK5PAS, the webmaster, has spent a lot of time updating and giving the site a nice new look. http://www.ahars.com.au. Lunch at the Blackwood RSL are on the 2nd and 4th Friday of each month. The next lunch will be on the 27th of November. You can book for the lunch at the RSL on 8278 6253, or you can email at rslbwood@bigpond.com. The RSL would like us to book for the Friday lunches a day or two before, so they actually have an idea of how many people might be attending. At the November meeting, Brian, VK5VI, will present a presentation on the Southeast Radio Group's linked repeater network. This will be interesting to many as it's a complex network with a lot of history. It will soon be extended to reach into Western Victoria. At last week's committee meeting, we authorised the purchase of the hardware to add two extra SDR receivers to the remote receiving site provided by Paul, VK5PH. Thanks for your efforts there, Paul. I have had several requests to start the regular videoing of the general meeting, and I'm looking for someone to do this again. It would be easier if we had two or three people who would like to do this, and we could have a roster to make it easier on those doing this. The committee has decided we will not have a Christmas dinner this year. The logistics of this are difficult due to the COVID restrictions. Instead, we're planning to have our January picnic on Sunday, the 17th of January, at the Marion RSL, like we've had for the past 2 years. It will be free to financial members of AHARS. The price for non-members, including partners who are not financial members of AHARS, has not been decided yet. We're waiting for the RSL secretary to get back to us. I will be calling for registrations when we have finalised the arrangements with the RSL. In addition to maintaining the AHARS website, Paul, VK5PAS, has taken over the club history records from Lloyd Butler. Thanks a lot, Paul. 2020 is almost gone, and it's time to think about the AHARS committee for 2021. AHARS needs you. Later this week, I will send out a document outlining the duties of those on the committee and a nomination form. If you would like to join our committee, and we definitely need a few more people, please fill out this form and either post it to me to PO Box 501 Modbury, or scan and send it to me via email. My email address is vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, bringing you all the latest from the South East Radio Group. Yippee! On Friday the 6th of November, we held our first face-to-face meeting in our club rooms for many months. COVID-19 dictated that we only had room for 17 members to attend, plus our President Peter, VK5DE, and our club secretary. We ended up with 3 spare seats. Everyone present really enjoyed our first taste of normality for many months, although it was not quite normal as we once knew it. We enjoyed our usual great supper with thanks to Greg, VK5ZGY, and wife to Gabby, but we were not allowed to help ourselves as we would normally would. Norbert, VK5MQ, very kindly looked after the serving duties, and he did a wonderful job at plating up members' choices of delicious cakes and slices for them. Thank you, Norbert. The evening itself was excellent, with Greg, VK5ZGY, giving us a brief but very interesting talk on 50 ohm 100-watt resistors, which are very suitable for building dummy loads. The main topic for the evening was a very thorough walkthrough on the design and construction of our new VK3RSW repeater, which, we hope, will be installed just north of Haywood in Western Victoria very shortly. The evening was rounded off with Tom VK5EE showing us his new ICOM IC705. Tom has very neatly placed it in a Pelican-style case on a hinged camera mount so that it swings up and out for use without having to remove it from the case. The battery and an Elecraft tuner are also installed in the case, which makes for a really neat and compact portable QRP setup. Well done, Tom. We now look forward to our next activity night in the club rooms on Friday the 4th of December. Hopefully, by January 2021, we will be able to resume normal business meetings as well. Let's hope that everyone manages to abide by the rules so that we can continue to get back to a more normal life, although I'm not sure what normal will mean going forward from where we are now. Speaking of operating portable, it's good to hear that more money is to be injected into looking after our national and conservation parks, as so many are very neglected at present and are nothing more than fire hazards. Many times in the past I've been put off activating a park because the fuel loads have been far too high and the risk of starting a fire has, in my opinion, been too great. I for one look forward to many of our parks being cleaned up and better maintained, although I suspect that $17 million will not go very far in the overall scheme of things. Also talking of parks, I'm very happy to hear that Paul, VK5PAS, has fully recovered from his ordeal of a week or so ago when a new medication resulted in him going into anaphylactic shock and being transported and admitted to hospital in a rather bad way. By all accounts, he was lucky to survive, but all is now back to normal. We hope that you never have to experience an episode like that again, Paul. That's your lot for this week. As usual, the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Well, last Friday was well attended at the general meeting for November, and as well as people in the hall at Modbury West, we had people on Zoom watching the proceedings. And Stuart, VK5STU, gave us a rundown on what we need to do to be electromagnetic radiation compliant, and he detailed the rules and requirements for amateur radio stations and how we can calculate that compliance using an online system. So that was very well received, and it showed us how to make sure that we fit within the compliance rules. So afterwards there were some questions from the floor, which Stuart answered very well. And so thank you very much, Stuart, for a very interesting description of what we need to do to keep our stations compliant. Now the next meeting of the club will be a tech night, and that will be on Friday the 27th of November, and it will be an illustrated talk about the Historic Machinery and Radio Museum at Gulnare, up in the mid-north of South Australia. And this will be presented by Neville, VK5ZNP. So get to the club rooms at 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start. And, of course, remember that the COVID rules apply, and we need to be separated correctly and clean all our equipment up later on. So don't forget the tech night on Friday the 27th of November for the talk about the Historic Machinery and Radio Museum at Gulnare. Now, at the meeting on Friday night, a discussion was held about our coming Christmas lunch, which will be on Friday the 11th of December. That's right, I said lunch. I didn't say dinner, because we're thinking of having it at midday on the 11th of December. And normally we'd have a meal at the club rooms that night, but we aren't able to do that now. And it was thought that people can get to a lunch, won't need to worry about driving home late in the dark or anything like that. So Lunchalot will work out a suitable venue and let you know in the coming meetings. And so stay tuned to find out the details of our Christmas lunch on Friday the 11th of December. Well, that's all for this week. 73's Good DX and Stay Safe from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The next meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group is this coming Friday, the 20th of November 2020, at its club rooms at the Fulham Community Centre off Phelps Court, Fulham. The club room doors will be open at 7:30pm, with a presentation starting at 7:45pm, South Australian summertime. During the summer months, it is often possible to hear FM broadcast stations from far and wide, thanks to the ionosphere and troposphere bending the signals over the horizon. There are a few tricks to getting most out of tuning the broadcast band and looking for that distant station. At this Friday's meeting, Andy, VK5LA, will give a presentation on DXing the FM band. He will discuss what gear is needed, what gear works best, and how to identify stations you don't normally hear, and cover topics like locations, antenna polarisation, and explore the RDS station ID feature built into most modern FM receivers. Remote AREG members will be able to join in via Zoom, and remote visitors may watch the lecture via Hayden VK7HH's Ham Radio DX channel on YouTube. More details about the YouTube links will follow closer to the event. Visitors are most welcome in person, but must sign in at the door in line with their COVID safe plan. Further information may be found at AREG's web pages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.